بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا وكريمنا وسندنا وهادينا وإمامنا ومعلمنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأولاده وذرياته وأهل بيته وأصحابه وأنصاره وأشيائه وأتباعه وأمته وعلينا معهم أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد الثابت للخلق النور ورحمة للعالمين ظهوره عدد من مضى من خلقه ومن بقي ومن سعد من ومن سقي صلاة تستغرق العد وتحيط بالحد صلاة لا غاية لها ولا انتهى ولا أمد لها ولا انقضى صلاة دائمة بدوامك وعلى آله وصحبه كذلك والحمد لله على ذلك. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى أيضا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد بأفضل ما صليت على أحد من خلقك. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمة كاشف الغمة. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد كاشف الكرب. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد بعدد الداء والدواء وبعدد العلة والشفاء. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد بقدر حسنه وجماله وكماله ونواله. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد شافي العلل ومفرج الكروب بإذن علام الغيوب وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما. Most respected and honorable ulama-i kiram, huffaz, elders, brothers in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before starting the actual discussion, just one or two things. One is we will be mentioning the Mubarak and beloved name of our Aqa-i Madani sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taslima. Please recite Durood whenever we hear the Mubarak name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it is in this bayan or any other bayan. At any time you hear the Mubarak name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recite Durood constantly. We will discuss the virtues of Durood just now, inshallah al-Aziz. There's lots and lots of khair and barakat. The problem is if we don't recite Durood, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has issued very stern warnings. Among them he has said, Al-Bakhilu man dukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. A miser is that person in whose presence my Mubarak name is mentioned and he doesn't read Durood. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, فَقَدْ سَلَكَ تَرِيقَ جَهَنَّمْ. Any person in whose presence my name is mentioned and he doesn't recite Durood, this person is walking towards Jahannam. May Allah save us, may Allah protect us. We begin by making shukr to Allah Jalla wa Ala for the ni'mat of Iman that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon us. The ni'mat of Iman is priceless. In other words, a person cannot buy Iman. And any gift we receive from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, such as the ni'mat of Iman, and thousands of others, if we care to take stock during the day and night, and our physical bodies, those around us, in the environment around us, we will find that we are the recipients of countless ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, day in, day out. But amongst those that stand out is the ni'mat of Iman that we have received. And we should be mindful of the fact that we received it without any effort on our part, without any eligibility on our part. One of the attributes, names of Allah Ta'ala is Kareem. And the word Kareem means He who gives plenty without looking at the eligibility of the recipient. So for that we should make a lot of shukr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. There are billions of people on earth, some genuinely searching for hidayat and guidance. But we have been the recipients, we can't question that. We got to make shukr for this great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ni'mat of iman is such a great ni'mat that if we start mentioning the virtues that we enjoy because of the ni'mat of iman, we'll carry on for another 3-4 weeks. What we need to do is be mindful of the fact that a person who has iman, any person who has iman, is assured by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, provided he adheres to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will lead a very, very comfortable, dignified life on earth. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُحْيِيَنَّهُمْ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Allah Ta'ala says, we will definitely ensure that he leads a very pure life. In another ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, ذَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ. Havoc has come around on the land, in the water, and all over the place because of the doing of man. If we do what we have been asked to do with the barakah of iman, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will ensure that we lead a comfortable life. Just one little explanation here. Somebody may say that we are believers, but we also have problems. Some of us have small problems, some of us have major problems. Problems they are going to be. That is why we are the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala tests us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spelled this out in a hadith, and he said, "Nahnu ma'asir al-anbiya asadda an-nasi ibtila'an inda Allah." We, the prophets of Allah Ta'ala, ala nabiyyina wa alayhim as-salatu wa salam, are the most severely tested by Allah Ta'ala than those closest to us. If we look at the life of our Habib Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qibla ya Alam, Qibla ya Adam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taslima, it wasn't materially an easy life. There were days, months, when they couldn't light the fire in the house because there was no food. There were countless times when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came home, asked his beloved wife, is there anything to eat? They said, no, there's nothing. So he said, all right, I'll rather keep roza this day. Now, if that is the difficulty he went through, once Rasulullah was resting on his bed, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu entered, and when he saw the marks on the Mubarak body of Rasulullah from the very sparse bedding and death, he cried. He said, Ya Rasulullah, you are who you are, the most elevated, the highest, the loftiest in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. We can't see these difficulties on you. Make dua that Allah Ta'ala opens the dunya for you. Rasulullah said, Mali wali dunya, what do I need the dunya for? My brother, the Anbiya, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, before me passed, and they make sabr. That is what I will do, make sabr. When there's food, we make shukr. When there isn't, we make sabr. That is the shan, the status of a believer. In emulating the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what we must do. When the going are good, make shukr. When there's adversity, make sabr. That is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. And amongst the many descriptions of this ummat mentioned in the Torah, is they are the ummate hammadin, those who praise Allah Ta'ala under all circumstances. So if good things come our way, alhamdulillah alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. And in the face of adversity, alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah Ta'ala under all conditions. Allah Ta'ala knows best what is going on. That is how a believer should be. And this is another great, great, great ni'mat of iman. A believer hands his matters completely, totally over to Allah Ta'ala. Now who better is there in the creation to see to our needs, to see to our requirements, our desires, whatever we want, than Allah Ta'ala? In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala teaches us and says, فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا. Make Allah Ta'ala responsible for your affairs. Allah Ta'ala Himself says, we'll be fools if we don't do it. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, teaches us to say, وَأُفَوِّذُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. I hand all my matters over to Allah Ta'ala. حَزْبِيَ اللَّهِ. Allah is sufficient for me. حَزْبُنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. Allah is sufficient for us all, and He is the best of those who administrate affairs. There are many, many, many ayat in the Quran similar to this. So what we have to do is hand out. This is one of the great ni'mats of Iman, that we make Allah Ta'ala, we hand over all our affairs to Him, and thereafter we rest in peace. Allah Ta'ala will do the necessary for us. Sometimes urgently, sometimes with delay, sometimes to test us, sometimes as we want, sometimes in some other way. For example, if a believer makes dua, sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives us what He asks us, what we ask for. Sometimes He defers what we are asking for the akhirah. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala removes a calamity that is about to befall us because of the dua we made, but He doesn't answer the dua in the manner we expected Him to. Allah Ta'ala is extremely kind. Believe me, if we sit there, we should be making shukr the whole day for the ni'mat of Iman and for the ni'mat of the fact that we are attached to Allah Jalla wa Ala. And it is what the barakat of Iman that we enjoy this relationship with our Aqa Fakhrid wa Alam, Aqa Madani sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taslima. A person who hasn't got Iman, he does benefit also from the Mubarak being of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because in the Quran Allah Ta'ala has said, Rahmatul lil alamin. He is a mercy not only for the believers, for the entire creation, for the animals, for the kuffar, for the believers, disbelievers, everybody. It is up to mankind to take from the resources of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّمَا أَنَا قَاسِمْ وَاللَّهُ يُؤْتِي. I distribute, Allah Ta'ala gives. Distribution is via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we want from the resources, we have to become Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to hand over ourselves to Him. Then we get what we want via His intercession, His barakat, and whatever a person desires will come to Him. I'll explain this now. So we should make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala that He blessed us with the ni'mat of Iman. Our responsibility is to preserve this Iman. Make two rakat salat of shukr every day and say, Ya Allah, I thank You for the ni'mat of Iman. Let me live with Iman, die with Iman, take me with Iman, me and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah. Inshallah, inshallah, read lots of du'as and begging Allah Ta'ala, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّمْ اللَّهُمَّ ثَبِّتْنَا عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ اللَّهُمَّ تَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. All these du'as, read them, learn them from your ulama if you don't know. Read them and beg Allah Ta'ala to keep us on Iman. Shaitan the accursed has taken a vow that he will try and cheat and rob and deceive a believer and deprive him of his Iman. What we should do is don't give him the ammunition. There are several things we have to do, like I told you, read dua, get connected to our pious people. There are lots of spiritual guides around. Get connected to them and discuss with them how best we can preserve our Iman, how best we can cleanse our inner selves, how best we can come closer to Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By so doing, inshallah al-aziz, we will place our Iman in a position and make it virtually invincible to the wiles of shaitan. Another very important thing the ulama mentioned, that if you want to protect your Iman, several things you have to do. This is mentioned by lots of ulama. Number one, abstain from sin. Sin deprives a person of the goodness and wholesomeness of his Iman. Hakim Akhtar Sahib, may Allah bless him with long life, we know him well, all of us. He is known this day as Qutbul Aqtab. What does that mean? The most pious person probably on earth, among. He says, if you want to become a wali of Allah Ta'ala, we all want to become awliyaullah, we all want to befriend Allah Ta'ala and be befriended by Allah Ta'ala. He says, there are four things you have to do. Four things start with, the rest inshallah will follow. Amongst the four things he mentions, number one, he says, is make your external appearance like that of Rasulullah. Keep a full beard. No imam, no muhaddis, no jurors, no nabi, no sahabi, no wali ever shaved this beard. This is not meant as criticism. Believe me, I am telling you out of sincerity for the well-being of your, for your well-being, I am telling you this. I will be brought to book if I don't tell you the truth. The truth of the matter is, it is extremely important. Hakim Akhtar says, how will we respond if on the day of Qiyamah we go to Rasulullah and say, my Aqa, intercede for me, please. I'm in dire straits. He takes a look at our face and he says, what did you find so despicable in my appearance that you had to go and inculcate the appearance of the Khair Muslims? Once some fire worshippers came to Madinah Munawwara, clean shaved them. Rasulullah took one look at them and turned his face away. He couldn't even bear to look at them. Please, people, for our own sake, we lose nothing in emulating the sunnah of Rasulullah is everything. We'll come to that just now. Number two, Hakim Akhtar says, the trouser. It must be above the ankles because Rasulullah says, Allah Ta'ala has said, he will not look at a person, he will not purify that person, he will not cleanse that person. And this is a hadith from Bukhari, that whatever is below the ankles is in the fire. Simple. What do we lose? Nothing. Not only namaz time, whole life. That's how it must be. Thirdly, your gaze. He says, the gaze is one of the most potent weapons of shaitan to mislead a person. And what we need to do is make sure that we control it. Avert your gaze. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَقُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Say to the believing males, lower your gaze, lower your gaze. And Hakim Akhtar Sahib, may Allah bless him at long life, says that if a person lowers his gaze, on the basis of this, he quotes Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali. Mullah Ali Qari, one of the great scholars of all time, Hanafi, he has written a comprehensive commentary on the Mishkat. In there he states that one of the immediate benefits of averting your gaze is Allah will bless you with the sweetness of Iman, called Halawati Iman. What is Halawati Iman? You will enjoy Ibadat like never before. When you're in Sajda, you will tell yourself, hey, I want to read another 100 Tasbiyah. When it's not Namaz time, you will look at your watch and say, I hope the Muslim is not sleeping. It must be Namaz time. You look forward to making Ibadat. You enjoy making Ibadat. Everything else becomes secondary. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala has given you that ability of Halawati Iman. On what? Because you averted your gaze. You bore, you underwent some difficulty for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala will bless you with that. Then he goes further and says, on the basis of this Halawati Iman, once it is given, it is never taken back by Allah Ta'ala. Once Allah Ta'ala blesses a person with Halawati Iman, Allah Ta'ala never takes it away. So in other words, once you are blessed with Halawati Iman, you will live with it till your dying day. And in this is a guarantee that you will die as a believer. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And then the fourth thing he says, just as we keep our eyes averted, the heart also must be clean. In other words, you know, you avert your eyes and then you sit and fantasize that you're on this island doing this and that and that and that. Also mana. Because in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ. Allah Ta'ala is very well aware of the deception of the eye and that which the heart conceals. So these four things, inshallah, if we do, we will find that Allah will make it extremely easy for us. And attach ourselves to Habib-e-Kibriya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like never before. Rasulullah's personality, his being, his akhlaq, his entire existence was completely, totally miraculous to such an extent that even the most bitter enemies of Islam had to concede that he is a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Jahl, the whole lot, they acknowledge that this is a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best in the entire creation. Better if we take the 124,000 Anbiya, put them there, and our Habibi Kibriya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yeah, he will outshine the 124 put together. فَاقَ النَّبِيِّنَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ وَلَمْ يُدَانُهُ فِي إِلْمٍ وَلَا كَرْمٍ صَدِقَ سِدَ بُرْدَ سَيْدٍ. He far superseded the Anbiya in character and in appearance, and they came nowhere near to him, not in knowledge also, and not in in generosity. So we should be extremely happy that we are associated with a Nabi. And Allah Ta'ala elevated Rasulullah to such a high level that no matter how we try, we will not be able to comprehend it. And we will not be able to explain it either. That is how elevated the position of Habib Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have that relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as our Rasul and our Nabi. A poet says that every beauty that is evident in this world is deduced, taken from the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said a single flower with all its beauty will not open unless it also picks from the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is it. What we need to do, number one, read the root as much as possible on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially on Fridays. Friday is Sayyidul Ayyam, the best of all days. And our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Sayyidul Anam, the best in the creation. So the best in the creation, but the best of days, it is appropriate that we recite durood and salat. One very, very, very great scholar, Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi, the most prominent of all those who wrote commentaries on the Bukhari is him. He says that from the number of ahadith spelling out the virtues of durood on Fridays, it is better to read durood on a Friday than even to read the Quran. Understand this well. I am not shooting from the hip, I am telling you what I have read. If you want to, I can show it to you. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayh, may Allah fill his grave with noor, has written a similar thing in the virtues of Hajj. With the exception of Surah Kahf, which we have to read on Friday, as well as the other necessary surahs, the rest of the time should be spent in reciting durood. On Fridays especially, but every day as much as we can. If a person makes all the time he has set aside for zikr, etc., if he devotes all the time to durood only, Allah Ta'ala will see to all his needs in the dunya and in the akhirah. The ulama mentioned that if a person recites durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill 100 of his needs. 100 of his needs. 30 of them in the dunya, 70 in the akhirah. More than that, what do we want? If a person recites durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just 100 times a day, Allah Ta'ala will give him a guarantee of freedom from the fire and freedom from hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, iman with a bound, nothing in the heart. This is something we should fear also. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the second best person in the entire creation after the Anbiya, was always worried that am I a hypocrite or not. And we can't be complacent if he was worried. As Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says, I met 30 and more sahaba. Each one had this fear that am I a hypocrite or not? And he says, he was known as the best of the tabi'in. He says, only a hypocrite will be complacent about hypocrisy. So we need to worry, am I a munafiq, am I a mu'min, am I a believer or what? May Allah give us tawfiq. And by reciting durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we get closer. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that person who has recited the most durood on me. That's what we want, a peaceful existence from the fears of the day of Qiyamah. Also, if you recite the root, Tazkiyatul Amal, it purifies your Amal, Tamhaz Zunub, it eradicates your sins, Tanfi al-Faqr, it removes poverty. There are over 100 and more virtues mentioned for reciting. Amongst them is that you, your children and grandchildren will benefit. It means your grandchildren, inshallah, will die with Iman. If we recite durood in abundance on the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many people who had health problems recited durood, Allah ta'ala with the intercession and the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them salvation from. Imam Busairi, the person who wrote the Qasida Burda, he was afflicted with paralysis, he wrote this in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah gave him shifa. So all those who are afflicted in any way, he himself says, "Kam abraat wasibam billam sirahatuhu." How many people were cured with the Mubarak touch of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How did they attain that? By attaching themselves to our Habib Kibla Qiblaya Azam sallallahu alaihi wasallam taslima. Recite durood as often as part the crux of deen. The entire deen is encapsulated in adhering to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, "Qul say, O Rasul of Allah, say to the people, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah." We all claim we love Allah. Tell them you love Allah, if you love Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me. Follow me. In everything, follow me. Yuhibbukum Allah, you will be beloved to Allah ta'ala. Now look at this. We want to be beloved to Allah ta'ala because once you are beloved to Allah ta'ala, you got the universe at your feet. So follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the universe is yours. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Not only do you become beloved, Allah will forgive your sins. So we need to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one regard, quickly I'll mention one. And follow the sunnah, adhere to the sunnah of Rasulullah, and stay a thought for the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely concerned about the well-being of mankind. In other words, he could not bear the thought that a single person should go to Jahannam. He spent his entire life worrying. Junaid Jamshed says, "Rat ko roye," he cried at night, akele, akele, he was completely alone. And he cried in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. And he said, "Ummati, my ummat," and then the entire creation, he begged. That is why many times in the Quran, not many, a few times Allah Ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nafsaka ala akarim. You're going to destroy yourself because they don't want to accept Iman. That is how concerned he was for the well-being of people. Do we share that concern? Do we have that concern for the well-being of others? This is something we should do. The easiest way, join the Jamaat. Join the Jamaat. That is a sanctuary for the well-being and preservation of our man. Believe me, I am telling you. Those who want to mock, cancel and mock. Those who want to laugh, cancel. But the truth of the matter, we will all find out when we die in the qabr, in the akhirat. That join the Jamaat, get connected to our pious people, read the root, follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therein lies our success. And inculcate in ourselves the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the Quran, Allah ta'ala says, "Khuzil afwa," hold on to forgiveness. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, "How much should we forgive?" Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam said, "I don't know, but I'll ask and come back." He went to Allah ta'ala, he came back. And he told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Forgiveness." Allah ta'ala says, "Wa'fu amman zalamaka." Forgive that person who has made zulm on you. You know what zulm means? A person who has done great wrong and oppressed you and hurt you and harmed you. Forgive him. Then, sil man qata'aka. Maintain ties with those who have cut off ties with you. Hard, it's hard, it's tough, but this is the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Iti man haramaka, give to those who have deprived you. Your neighbor had a bright place, he didn't invite you. When you have a bright place, don't say, "Hey, he's out." No, say him I will invite first because the rights of neighbor. Whether he invites me or not is not. That is the akhlaq of Rasulullah. You have a dispute with somebody, overcome it quickly because khuzil afwa, hold on to forgiveness, hold on to forgiveness. May Allah give me all the tawfiq first to put into practice what I have said. May Allah give us all the tawfiq to put into practice. May Allah give us the tawfiq to have real love in our hearts for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love for Allah ta'ala, and may Allah ta'ala make it possible for us to make ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam many times in the dunya, in the qabr and in the akhirat. And may Allah make us of those people who will enjoy the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa afir dawana.